This is IGN.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
This is IGN.
Gran Turismo 7 VR Review. The shiny new PlayStation VR 2 headset is like a burst of nitrous oxide in the latter's engine, narrowly pushing GT7 ahead of the competition by finally putting its money where its mouth has always been. Impressive headset haptics, HDR, and 3D audio all come together so believably, creating a one-of-a-kind experience that any car junkie or racing fan should want to dive into. Even if you aren't usually into the strict regimentation and slow burn progression GT7 lays down. And if you are already a bona fide Gran Turismo fan, the PSVR 2 offers such a visual and experiential feast that it's hard not to call GT7's VR mode an essential upgrade. Gran Turismo 7 VR's lifelike cabin visuals and physics often feel like I'm taking an actual sports car for a joyride down the deep forest raceway, or through Tokyo's central circuit, generally at speeds that would land me in deep trouble in real life. Trust me when I say once you've raced a Ferrari Vision GT at 300 miles per hour in the rain, with dirt and water splashing all across your virtual windshield, only a few inches in front of your face, you'll probably be as motivated as I was to see everything Gran Turismo's campaign can throw at you. While menus are still disappointingly composited onto a flat screen inside of your headset, your entire 110-degree field of view lights up with detail and color once you enter a race or one of several VR-specific modes. Turning your head left and right gives you an actual sense of your surroundings, and unsurprisingly, playing GT7 competently in VR mode demands you have a similar level of spatial awareness as if you were driving a real car. Rearview mirrors and other reference points provide a strong sense of how your vehicle handles, and I imagine it's even more grounding if you have a fancy steering wheel setup. Bringing Gran Turismo 7 into virtual reality did something I didn't expect. It made me care more deeply about its rules. When I was so physically entrenched in its virtual simulation, I spent the time to really learn how to navigate its optional systems. The intuitive in-race heads-up display is seamlessly mapped over my vehicle's physical dashboard, but fine-tuning my ride doesn't just change a number on a screen anymore. It affects the way the car handles, and in VR, I can feel those subtle changes in my body. That includes TCL, fuel mapping, brake positioning, tuning, and more adjustments. That nuance can be a lot tougher to pick out when you're playing in third-person mode with less audio-visual and haptic feedback guiding you. But in VR, I could truly learn the ins and outs of my vehicles. That makes the simulation aspects of GT7 that might be intimidating to some that much more important and captivating in VR. Shopping for vehicles in GT7 has a shiny new layer to it since you can now activate the drop-dead gorgeous VR showroom. This lets you spend as much time as you'd like with a full-scale replica of every single car in Gran Turismo 7's expansive fleet. It's neat to hear the growl of a new Jaguar F-Type R V8 engine up close, both inside and outside of the vehicle. Popping into your garage lets you enter a more expansive version of the same VR showroom mode, allowing you to travel to a wider variety of locations. Here you can play with the lighting options to get all kinds of up-close angles of each of your owned vehicles, which is a delightful way to drink in Gran Turismo 7's photorealistic lighting system in the PSVR 2's full 4K HDR OLED glory. It's impossible to describe how cool it is to physically stand next to one of my own custom liveries, especially when they may have started as a silly in-joke between friends. VR replays provide a novel approach to reliving your best racing moments, though I can't say they're the most comfortable. You basically stand in as the replay camera while GT7 itself moves you ahead of the swiftest car on the track every few seconds. This is kinda jarring, but it gives you opportunities to watch and record the track from unique angles as the racers zoom past. It also lets you hear cars screech by as their engines and tires echo around the geometry of the track. And GT7's use of the Doppler shows off just how good its 3D sound design and audio spatialization are. The verdict. Gran Turismo 7 is the same amazing simulation-focused racer it always has been. But playing in a PlayStation VR 2 headset has elevated it in ways I wasn't expecting. Driving its intense and alluring races in VR adds such a high level of tactility that you can physically feel the tweaks you make to your car, demystifying a lot of the otherwise intimidating optional customization for the average player. It also looks stunning, making up for flat menus and the lack of interactivity in its cabins with impressive lighting and audio alike. If you're buying a PlayStation VR 2 headset anyway, and you had to buy just one game to keep you busy for an indefinite amount of time, make it this one.
Spoken Layer.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.